What's up, podcast peeps? I hope you enjoy the audio experience. If you're not yet subscribed, please subscribe. If you're not subscribed to the Daily Swole podcast as well, make sure you check out both and you're subscribed to both because you love me. Show me that you love me and subscribe. Now, I hope you're enjoying it. Make sure to send me your audio messages if you want to be on the next episode of Sliding in the DM. Enjoy this episode. It's a little bit of a... It's fucking some raw shit. You need to eliminate your options, and this podcast episode will help you do that.
Welcome to the Swolenormous Audio Experience.
If today is going to be that day that you get your fucking shit together, if today is going to be that day where you either start or you take your shit to the next level, it's about options. Every time someone makes an excuse, if this person is you, it's because you are choosing one of the options that is available to you. An excuse is just an option. You always have choices. You can work out, you can not work out. You can eat food A or you can eat food B. Sometimes it's eating food A, food B, food C, through whatever letter or number. You just have more options. The more options you give yourself, the more chances, the more of a percentage of the chance, the opportunity is going to swing against what you should be doing. If you have a choice between, let's say, food A and food B, just speaking theoretically, that's 50%. If you have a choice between the proper food A and then food B, C, or D, then it's 25%. Now, of course, if you're always choosing food A, you're always choosing the right food. It doesn't matter if there's 100 options. But if there's any wavering in what you're doing, whether or not you're working out, the more opportunities or the more leeway you give to the bad decision, the one that you really don't want, the one that really isn't going to help you, that is not how you have to be thinking. That's not how you need to be structuring your life and surrounding your life around your training. If you're going to make the most progress, it's about eliminating all those other options. It's about eliminating all those other chances to do something else, to move in the opposite direction, to do the things that don't help you, to watch Netflix, to sleep in, to just instead of prepping your food, just to grab something quick on the way. Excuses are just options. I have those options. Everyone has options. I mean, you're an adult male or female. You have fucking options anytime. The point of this is the more options you remove mentally, you're always going to have those options, right? You can always decide not to work out. It doesn't even have to be to watch Netflix. You can just fucking stare at a wall. But the more you realize that those choices are always there. It's not in the moment, oh, well, I could do this or that. It's always there. It never stops. It's how you create your world. That's how you create your universe. It's your fundamental mentality. If you go into your day psychologically without any options, without any choice about what you're going to do, you're going to, shocker, get shit done. You're going to get it done. That asterisk, you're going to get it. You want it to get done. You're going to get that fucking shit done. It's about getting what you need done. I've come back to this 1,000 times. It doesn't matter if you want to work out. What does that have to do with anything? What does wanting to work out have to do with anything? If you want a physique and you want health, then guess what? You're going to have to do exercise. Does it have to be the most favorite thing that you ever do in the world? No. But do you want fucking muscles? Do you want to lose fat? Do you want to have a healthy body? You're going to have to do things that make that body healthy. To what extent you want to take that, that's up to you. You don't have to be a professional fitness celebrity, model, professional bodybuilder. I'm not saying that's healthy, but you know what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be your the main focal point of your life from that sense, from a professional standpoint. But if you want to have a long, healthy life, then it better be the focal point of your existence. So you don't have to, it doesn't have to be your career, but fitness is absolutely your life. If you have a human body, it is your life. If you have arms, legs, if you're a human being, which you are, I don't think there's any animals listening to my podcast, this is your life. Fitness is your life. And the quality of your life has to do with the health of your body, what you do with it, your mobility, your nutrition has to do with it, big time. That's all it is. Eliminate your options. In your head, up top, above your fucking shoulders, above your neck, you have to eliminate all your options. You don't have options. You're going to the gym. You're getting your workout done. You're doing this. You're doing it. There's no choice. Stop giving yourself a choice. Every time you give yourself a choice, there's just more chance for you to not fucking do it. And if you're weak-willed and you haven't built that discipline, then you can't give yourself, you can't let that into your vision. You have to be ruthlessly one track minded. And that always needs to maintain. You'll get better at it. It's called discipline. You get better at doing that. You get better at cutting out all the noise and the bullshit. But you have to be ruthless with eliminating all your options. No options exist. They don't exist. There isn't a choice. You're doing what you need to fucking get done, period, end of story.